This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
But it is Thursday, it is 4:30, and Bad Tiki, who joins us every Thursday at 4:30, is brought to you by Security Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. Shop 24/7 at securitydodge.com and come get some. I remind you that Bad Tiki is a sentient AI-generated being, not affiliated with or representative of the real Tiki Barber. The views and opinions expressed by Bad Tiki do not reflect those of Tiki Barber, WFAN, Odyssey, or its advertisers. Tiki Barber is a real person with his own thoughts, beliefs, and opinions, which are entirely separate from those expressed by Bad Tiki. Listeners and viewers are strongly advised to exercise critical thinking and discernment when engaging with the Bad Tiki segment. Bad Tiki, welcome back!
Evan, I'm glad you asked. Bad Tiki has a proposition for you, an opportunity you simply cannot pass up. Because I'm such a good friend to all of you, I'd like to give you guys first dibs. What do you say, boys? Do we change our lives forever or stay sad and poor and fat? Not you, regular Tiki. You know that.
Let's hear this.
Gentlemen, legends, the creme de la creme of sports radio, listen up, because today I'm offering you the opportunity of a lifetime, a once-in-a-generation ground floor opportunity. I call it Bad Tiki Coin, a cryptocurrency that's about to blow past all the big ones. Bitcoin, Bad Tiki Coin eats Bitcoin. Ethereum, Bad Tiki snorts Ethereum.
Bad Tiki, you're telling me you made your own cryptocurrency?
Oh, but it's not just a cryptocurrency, Evan. This is a revolution, a movement. You get in now, you'll be swimming in yachts, private islands, an endless Jacob deGrom game, use socks in no time. Imagine, the world runs on Bad Tiki. Bad Tiki, relax.
Okay, Bad Tiki, what exactly does Bad Tiki Coin do?
What does it do, you ask? Unlike your metabolism, it does it all, Sean. Picture a world where everything can be paid for with a currency inspired by the power, the prestige, the supreme height and tallness, along with the pizzazz of yours truly. Bad Tiki, you're not just buying a coin, you're buying into a legacy. A tall, handsome, Bad Tiki legacy.
I mean, I gotta say, it sounds an awful lot like a scam, my friend.
A scam? Regular Tiki, how dare you? I would never try to swindle you, fine gentlemen. This is an investment in the future, a gift I'm handing over to you guys, my closest, dearest, most handsome friends. Besides, I have already secured a few high-level investors. Maybe you've heard of them. Mark Cuban, oh. Elon Musk, and Greg Giannotti. I'm going to take that small peen Giannotti for all he's worth, but everyone else will make big money in Bad Tiki claws, handing out very cheap Bad Tiki crypto coins. Accept my gift. Ho, who, ho, bitches.
Wow. Right. And how much is this gift going to cost us, sir?
Only a small initial investment. We're talking peanuts compared to the millions you'll soon rake in. You just transfer, let's say, $5,000 each, and bada bing, bada boom, you're proud owners of Bad Tiki Coin. This thing's going to skyrocket Bad Tiki Coin to the moon. Just don't sell.
Dude, $5,000 to get a few fake coins with Bad Tiki on it?
Just Bad Tiki? Oh, I see how it is. You guys think I'm some joke, don't you? Just some puppet? You think Bad Tiki is here to amuse you? And if you order in the next 10 minutes, Bad Tiki will personally send you 100 bonus Bad Tiki coins. Guys, I need you to invest now or it'll be too late and you'll wish you did. And I wouldn't have to kill any of you. Bad Tiki coin must succeed.
Bad Tiki, calm down. We're just saying it doesn't sound, totally legit.
Oh, sorry. Forgot I was talking to the modern symbol of financial brilliance. Look, fellas, I thought you'd have the vision. I thought you'd understand. But no, you'd rather throw away your money on, I don't know, toilet paper and food for your families. And if you act now, Bad Tiki can throw in an additional 2,000 Bad Tiki coins, now being accepted at Security Dodge. Thanks, Michelle. Ko-oom, get so-oom.
All right, Bad Tiki. Let's get this straight. What exactly does the Bad Tiki coin worth $5,000 do?
Simple, Tiki. It's backed by the one and only Bad Tiki. Think of it. Every Bad Tiki coin comes with guaranteed bragging rights, exclusive content, and maybe, just maybe, a chance to win a personal voicemail from me. Imagine the clout. Also, you'll get a special Bad Tiki coin discount on my OnlyFans. It's very steamy, yet tasteful.
Look, Bad Tiki, we appreciate the enthusiasm. I think we're going to pass.
I understand. I knew I wasn't dealing with winners. You are losers. Losers never win. And Bad Tiki, he wins. Win, Bad Tiki, win. Bad Tiki coin is taking off, and you guys missed out. But if you order now, Bad Tiki will send you 40,000 bonus Bad Tiki coins. And the far less popular but still kind of cool to have, Negative Tommy NFTs.
Ooh. Bad Tiki, the Negative Tommy NFT is a scam. Everyone knows that now. Why did you turn me into an NFT? Please, Bad Tiki, stop scamming regular people, except Greg Giannotti. Let's bleed him dry. But if you order in the next 8 minutes, Bad Tiki won't steal your identity. The Mets haven't made any big moves. The Mets are doomed. The coalition of Knicks haters are right. Don't believe, don't stay positive. Bad Tiki, make me stop screaming. I'm begging you. I cannot live this way. Why, Bad Tiki? Why?
Shut it, Negative. Tommy NFT. He's great. I love that guy. The screaming being his only volume was a bold...
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Decision, but I stand by it. Like I stand by Bad Tiki coin. Purchase now or I'll kill Negative Tommy. Okay, losers, wow. You have until sundown to buy in or I'll start exposing all of your personal information online. I know you'll do the right thing, especially you, Evan. I have enough dirt on you to fill the Grand Canyon. I look forward to our continued relationship. Buy Bad Tiki coin. Don't sell. Hodl as long as you can. Bad Tiki is diamond hands. I hate you guys. Bad Tiki, out.
Thank you, Bad Tiki. Bad Tiki, remember, is a sentient AI-generated being not affiliated with or representative of the real Tiki Barber. The views and opinions expressed by Bad Tiki do not reflect those of Tiki Barber, WFN, Odyssey, or its advertisers. Tiki Barber is a real person with his own thoughts, beliefs, and opinions, which are entirely separate from those expressed by Bad Tiki. Listeners and viewers are strongly advised to exercise critical thinking and discernment when engaging with the Bad Tiki segment.
Or caution when engaging with Bad Tiki.
I think I know why Bad Tiki went this route.
Why?
I woke up very early this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't sleep. And so when I wake up very early, I listen to WFAN.
Okay.
So I was listening to my guy Al Cintron. He was killing it. And then I listened to Jerry Recco and Al Dukes. And? One of the most underrated radio programs here on WFAN.
And what did you ascertain?
What I ascertained is they were obsessed with me. So in case you missed it, this morning at about 5:25, they were having a conversation about season tickets. So, of course, my name comes up.
Of course, because you have season tickets to everything.
And Jerry Recco listened to our program a few weeks ago when we were talking about Jet season tickets. And mm-hmm. I didn't defend the Jets. I hate that they raised ticket prices. But I mentioned it wasn't a huge raise.
Yeah, it was like $8 for you.
Yeah, it was low. So Jerry brought that up, fair. And then it led to a completely different direction, which leads me to why Bad Tiki wants to sell me stuff. Take a listen.
He's made significant money.
Well, hold on. Before you play that, I apologize. The first clip is when they were talking about the season tickets. I apologize. I didn't give him a heads up. It just kind of popped to me because this Bad Tiki segment.
Yes.
I think now it's all makes sense.
You want the clip with the money you have in your bank.
No, no. The first one when Jerry was talking about the season tickets.
That's the clip I just started playing.
Oh, you sure? Oh, I apologize.
I'm pretty sure.
I apologize. Go ahead.
No worries.
He's made significant money. He's now, is he 40 now? If he's not, yeah, I think he's 40 now.
All right.
I'm a loser. He's made significant money for 22 years. And for at least 15 of them, he's been single.
He's 41 years old.
41. All right. So at least 15 of those years, he's been single.
Hmm.
I mean, he's not a clubber. He does like his season tickets. And he does do driving vacations. Where is he spending his money?
Not on clothing, right?
Not on clothing.
He doesn't dress well. Does he drive a really cool car?
I don't think he had a car because he lived in Astoria when we were in Queens. I don't even know if he had a car. I don't know.
He was riding a bike to work.
Yeah.
You're right. Evan might be rich.
They think I'm rich.
Oh, nice.
They think I'm loaded.
This is why Bad Tiki is trying to exploit you.
Yes. Because he was listening to Al and Jerry, and they're talking about how much money I have.
Even Evan said, people were calling up and complaining. Evan even looked at it. He goes, I don't even notice the increase. But they did increase.
Well, he's rich, Jerry.
Well, that's probably true, too.
You think Evan has $1 million in the bank?
Yeah.
You do.
Evan?
Yeah.
Yes.
They think I have $1 million in the bank.
Do you?
First of all, just because I didn't think the increase on jet tickets was that high doesn't mean I'm loaded. Now, I give Jerry and Al a lot of credit.
Mm.
They really carefully analyzed this. They thought to themselves, all right, Evan got a full... I was working full-time at 18 years old. I was making decent money at XM.
Right.
Decent.
Yeah.
But they're right. I was a loser. I mean, I guess I still am. I wasn't dating because no girl would go out with me.
Going out wasting money.
Wasn't going out wasting money.
Or buying like highfalutin sports cars.
I was buying nothing.
Okay.
I was literally taking all the money and putting it in the bank. And then, okay, I start dating. So that costs a little bit more because, you know, the dinners and all that crap.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, everything else that goes along.
All that crap.
but it's good logic.
Of course.
That for more than half my life, I was just putting the money away.
Professional life.
Yeah, professional life.
Right.
But no, I want to deny the accusations that I have $1 million in the bank. And by the way, is it appropriate that they're counting my money?
No, they should not count your money, just like you shouldn't count Steve Cohen's money.
Oh,
but you do.
Wait, hold on a second.
Just because he has billions and you have a little less than a million doesn't mean that somebody should be counting your money.
I don't like how you turn them counting my money into I shouldn't count Steve Cohen's money.
Why not?
Because it's different.
Why is it different? Because, it's the same.
Especially because
we're asking Steve Cohen to spend a lot of money.
Here's why. My spending of money doesn't impact anybody other than my family, right? It doesn't impact Tommy. Well, I do take him to some Knick games. It doesn't impact our listeners if I spend money or not. Steve's spending of money impacts all of us.
Yeah.
How much I spend.
Your joy and satisfaction on game day.
That's right. That's right. So my spending doesn't impact any of that. But I will say, because I know Al wanted specifics on everything in my bank account. And he's probably doing it at the behest of Bad Tiki. I think that's where this is coming from. I want to tell you, Al, that while I will not tell you the details, I do not have $1 million in my bank.
So you have $2 million. Because I've often thought this, too. When I heard this clip, I've been thinking this for years.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all The Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.